After all of these beautiful solemnities following Easter, we just had the Feast of the Sacred Heart on Friday, last Sunday, Corpus Christi, Trinity Sunday, Pentecost, Ascension. Now we're back to seeing green at Mass, and the Church puts before us the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. We begin on verse 26. Now, recall that it's in the fourth chapter of Matthew where our Lord begins to assemble his apostles. By chapter 10, we have the list of the 12. And now, on the 26th verse, we have the sending. This is the rollout. Our Lord is sending his disciples to extend his message to the people, to proclaim, as the Bible tells us, from the housetops. Our Lord tells them it will be difficult. He tells them it will be dangerous. Matthew chapter 10 is a chapter of extensive instructions for them. And the recurring theme is be not afraid. In fact, the most common phrase of Christ is do not be afraid. Time and time again we hear that. We hear it so often because we all have to deal with fear. Being afraid is a part of being alive. What are we afraid of? Recently, a team of market researchers tried to find out. They thought if they could know what people are afraid of, there could be a marketable product there. This team asked 3,000 people the question, "What are you most afraid of?" We could guess a lot of their responses: heights, financial problems, flying. The greatest fear surprised me, and it may surprise you. The number one fear of the people interviewed was speaking in front of a group of people. Really? It's a wood tick I can do without. I'm afraid of tall grass. All of our fears are learned. All of them are learned except the fear of falling. We're born with that. We have fears in our workplace, fears in our relationships. We have fears in the midst of the competitive spirit of the world. Fears of aging, fears of illness. I think we all have a little fear to die. Whatever our fear, we need to name it, face it, take appropriate caution if necessary. But above all, we need to remember that our faith puts our fears in a new context. We need to live confidently because our ultimate security is in God, not us. And remember, we're usually afraid of the wrong thing. Our greatest challenge in life is often what we do not fear or what we forget to be afraid of. We are afraid of the wrong thing. We often worry about the wrong thing. If we could worry about the right thing, it would be productive. If we could be afraid of what would actually happen in our life, it would be productive. But it's not. It's a waste of time. The number one reason why our Lord told us not to fear is because it is darkness. Fear is darkness in our life. It is a virus in our soul. It can paralyze our spiritual life. Fear makes it hard, almost impossible, for us to recognize God's presence in our life. It makes it impossible to recognize how God is working in us. It makes it almost impossible for us to experience our Lord's love. The Bible tells us there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. The Bible portrays fear and love like oil and water. They can never mix. When we are afraid, we are away from our Lord's love. So what do we do? Since fear will always be a part of being alive, as St. C.S. Lewis would say, if fear is always at the elbow, what do we do? Well, we do what you're doing right now. Being faithful is our remedy to fear. Faithfulness. What you're doing every week is your remedy to fear. I'd like to leave you with this quote from Pope Francis. I don't quote him that often. I don't quote him enough. He said this at a recent Wednesday audience, and I think he says it in only the way Pope Francis could say it. He told this, who were in attendance. He said, death and God's judgment should be on everyone's mind, but faithfulness to God will conquer our fears. If each one of us is faithful, we won't be afraid. When we die, when the day of judgment comes, we will look at the Lord and we will say, Lord, I have many sins, but I have tried to be faithful. And then Pope Francis said, our Lord will be good. Amen.